Previously.
Guten Abend, hier sind
Lola Loop,
Irmgard Lumpini
und Miss Goldie mit
Previously,
dem Magazin zu US-amerikanischen Qualitäts-TV-Serien,
die wir sehen
und ihr bald auch.
Previously.
Sheldon, are you and Leonard putting up a Christmas tree?
No, because we don't celebrate the ancient pagan festival of Saturnalia.
Saturnalia?
Gather round, kids. It's time for Sheldon's beloved Christmas special.
In the pre-Christian era, as the winter solstice approached and the plants died, pagans brought evergreen boughs into their homes as an act of sympathetic magic intended to guard the life essences of the plants until spring. This custom was later appropriated by Northern Europeans, and eventually it becomes the so-called Christmas tree.
And that, Charlie Brown, is what boredom is all about.
Thank you for that, but I got you and Leonard a few silly neighbor gifts, so I'll just put them under my tree.
Wait! You bought me a present?
Uh-huh.
Well, why would you do such a thing?
I don't know, because it's Christmas?
Oh, Penny! I know you think you're being generous, but the foundation of gift-giving is reciprocity. You haven't given me a gift. You've given me an obligation.
Don't feel bad, Penny. It's a classic rookie mistake. My first Hanukkah with Sheldon, he yelled at me for 8 nights.
Honey, it's okay. You don't have to get me anything in return.
Well, of course I do. The essence of the custom is that I now have to go out and purchase for you a gift of commensurate value and representing the same perceived level of friendship as that represented by the gift you've given me. Well, it's no wonder suicide rates skyrocket this time of year.
You know what? Forget it. I'm not giving you a present.
No, he's too late. I see it. That elf sticker says to Sheldon. The die has been cast. The moving finger has writ. Hannibal has crossed the Alps.
I know it's funny when it's not happening to us.
Sheldon, I am very, very sorry.
No. I brought this on myself by being such an endearing and important part of your life. I'm going to need a ride to the mall.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Oh, good, Penny. You're here to exchange gifts. You'll be pleased to know I'm prepared for whatever you have to offer.
Okay, here.
I should note, I'm having some digestive distress. So if I excuse myself abruptly, don't be alarmed. Oh, a napkin.
Turn it over.
To Sheldon, live long and prosper. Leonard Nimoy.
He came into the restaurant. Sorry, the napkin's dirty. He wiped his mouth with it.
Possess the DNA of Leonard Nimoy?
Yeah, I guess, but look, he signed it.
Do you realize what this means? All I need is a healthy ovum and I can grow my own Leonard Nimoy.
I'm giving you is the napkin, Sheldon.
If only in my dreams
Hey, hey, that song goes out to all the GIs overseas and all the folks missing them here at home. Brought to you by Chesterton Cigarettes. Chesterton, they feel like me, singing in your throat.
Can it really be Christmas when one of our parents is facing the German army?
Simpson, get your helmet on.
I'm trying. It just keeps popping off.
Achtung Liebe!
Ah! You can make it through this, Marge. Just think of Homer.
Hey, Simpson, how come you ain't in combat like a real man?
I'm too fat to fit in a foxhole.
Kids! Remember when I promised to feed us from that victory garden? Well, instead I grew this tree!
Don't dare bring that thing in here!
What? You don't want a Christmas tree? That's crazy! Next you won't want a Christmas ham!
Don't worry about that. I love meat and I always will. Mmm, that is some sweet pig meat. But as for Christmas trees, I used to love them until last year.
This tree reminds me of your father. It's round in the middle, thinning on top, and your hands get sticky when you touch it. Simpson, you're shipping out tonight.
Right before Christmas?
Hitler doesn't take a holiday.
Well, he does, but he doesn't tell people till the last minute so they can't make plans.
Bastard.
But I...
So I never want to see another Christmas tree until Mom comes back, safe and sound.
Sweetie, if your mother was in trouble, they'd tell us as soon as they could.
Telegram!
Don't!
Marge is Mia? Oh, my God! She changed her name!
No! That says she's missing in action!
Oh, no!
See, every time we get a tree, Mom disappears.
Why couldn't it have been me?
It still could be. You just have to go down to the recruiting station and...
Shut up.
Oh, no. This is where they took Mom from me.
I've been waiting for you. Your mom paid for this tree last year but never took it. I've watered it, kept it fresh, and every time I look at this blue spruce, it reminds me of your good old mom. Here, let me trim it for you. And decorate it a little.
It's a sign. Mom's okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I only sail all year, and it's not even a sail.
Whose turn is it to cry?
Yours.
Quit your belly aching about Marge, and let me read the paper.
Look at that picture!
Oh, for crying out loud.
I thought you said you didn't want a tree.
Yes, but then I learned that there's always hope. Someday this war will be over. Someday our mom will be back.
Someday TV will be invented, and it will be free. Then it will cost money.
But until then, this tree will stand for everything Mom believes in. Home, family, and constantly sweeping up needles. Oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Tannenbaum.
Wie treu sind deine Blätter. Du grüßt nicht nur zur Sommerzeit.
Did you check in with the immigration people today?
Today, yesterday, tomorrow. Isn't it enough that they dragged me away like a criminal?
Just calm down. I'm just trying to help you.
They sent me to some program called ISAP, sending over a caseworker next month. We have to talk about this right now. Holidays should be about family.
What? Accident! Mom! Gina! Christmas tree!
Well, it's officially the start of the holiday season.
You ran over my Christmas tree!
Well, I was aiming for you.
I thought you left in the middle of the street.
I just took it off the tracker. I had to put it somewhere when I opened the front door. The street is public property, unlike this house, which is not, so get out! You better watch out. I know when you're sleeping, and I know when you're awake. Oops.
Okay, soccer ball. Renewed subscription to Martha Stewart Living. Mm-hmm. Karaoke video game. Her grandpa never took away. Oh, Justin, don't worry, he's gonna be... Who moved all our decorations?
And what's Santa doing to that owl?
This has the skank prints of Gina Gambaro all over it.
We did run over her Christmas tree. And Christmas is a time of love and forgiveness.
Grow up, Tiny Tim. This means war.
You see, maybe it's because Christmas is a hard time for people, maybe it's because too many families get together, but statistically, Christmas Eve, it's one of the worst nights of the year to be on call.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a drunk who drove into a tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two shattered skulls and a drunk who drove into a tree. 12 beaten children, 11 drive-by shooting, 10 frozen homeless, 9 amputations, 8 burn victims, 7 strangled shoppers, 6 random knifing, 5 suicides, 4 beaten wives, 3 ODs, 2 shattered skulls, and a drunk who drove into a tree.
I think I can tell who wrapped that. Who's it for?
Oh, Sue. I drew her as my secret Santa.
Wait a minute. That's not possible. Sue's my secret Santa.
No, Sue's my secret Santa.
I'm everybody's secret Santa. Yeah, you can just drop those wherever.
You rigged secret Santa?
How? It was my idea.
Well, you're not the only person at this school who consumes protein powder by the tubful. Remember when I told you I was taking all those science textbooks to an exorcist? Well, that's what we call a diversion.
You filled your tub with your name only.
You're a regular Agatha Christie, except even more sexless. See, people, I hate Christmas, but I love presents. Oh, look at this. It's a tracksuit with a fur-lined hood for the winter months. Thanks, fella.
That was Kurt's idea.
William, these gifts are legally mine. Now, you may or may not be aware of this, but I'm an honorary officer of the Lima Police Department, and if you take my property out of my office, I will pick up that phone and have you arrested for theft.
We are not going to let you steal Christmas, Sue.
You're not going to get away with this.
I think I already have.
It's the first thing I ever stole, actually.
I'm going to look terrible.
Shut up. With your bone structure, you could rock the Rosemary's Baby look and still look good. I'm going to look like Jackie Chan.
Barbara can pull off a bob, so can I.
Enough yapping. Let's do this.
Whoa, what are you guys doing?
We're going to a gift for the Magi to raise money to buy homeless kids those school supplies.
The guys are going to sell their watches, and the girls are going to sell their hair.
You can't do that.
I know, it's cool. Most of this isn't mine anyways.
No, I mean, that's not the answer. There are other ways to raise money at Christmas time.
No, but we tried caroling, and it didn't work.
Wait, I thought you and Finn were getting us a new tree.
We went, but Finn bailed before we could get one.
Nice Christmas spirit, Finn.
Wait! Guys, no more fighting. Have any of you ever actually read Gift of the Magi? None of you?
You don't have to read Gift of the Magi. Everybody knows what it's about.
Well, if you actually read it, you know what it's about.
Yeah, I know what it's about. Life freaking sucks.
Actually, you're right. The first Christmas you remember having is the greatest day of your life. Your family's all together, there are loads of presents, cookies, the magic is alive and well. But before you know it, you grow up. Work and school and girlfriends take over, and Christmas becomes more of an obligation. A reminder of what's lost instead of what's possible. And all the trees and the presents and even the mistletoe can't change that. And then when you get to my age, you're so desperate to get that magic back. You'd do anything to be able to feel how you did that first Christmas.
So what should we do?
Put your scissors down. Put your watches back on. We're gonna go out and find some people who really need some Christmas spirit. And we are gonna sing for them.
Good, you're up. I just got the digital video from Meadow. It's three down, three to go. Plus, the scooter is ready, but you're gonna have to pick it up.
So my list.
You're not gonna like this next bit of news either. Janice is insisting on cooking Christmas dinner this year.
Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
I'm doing Christmas Eve. You wanna turn her loose on shellfish? She's determined to cook goose on Christmas Day.
Why?
Well, her impulses are right. She's over here all the time. She volunteered me to make the gravy and the lasagna, so with everything else I gotta do today, I gotta bring half my kitchen over there. And she needs you because the fuse box is on the fritz again.
Oh, fuck. Come on, I'm busy.
So what, I'm not?
Well, I was feeling good. All of a sudden, I'm back to square one.
What do you mean?
I had another one of those attacks this morning. Not the whole thing. It was right there. Under the surface. That feeling like I got ginger ale on my brain.
Are you taking your medication?
Not every day, but...
Is that what the prescription says?
Another thing to feel bad about.
Well? Can you tell me what led up to this?
You know my log? I was supposed to write everything down for you. Look, just a list of shit I gotta do for Christmas.
All the pressure we put on ourselves this time of the year. I call it stressmas.
That's cute. I was looking forward to Christmas this year. No shit. Now here I go, right back in a fucking rabbit hole.
Whoo! Here's a branch. I don't see the rest of the tree.
Fuck that philosophical shit.
Oh, Jesus.
What? Oh, shit.
That is depressing.
I don't even want to fucking touch this thing.
Hey! The wife sends her love.
How are you, right?
How you doing, Hesh?
Tony, guess what we found at the bottom of the Christmas box?
Scent outfit.
You guessed.
Burn the fucking thing.
This is the first Christmas in history I remember him not being Santa.
Ah, big pussy.
We were talking the other day about that fat piece of shit. When he got back from Boca on Christmas in 95. And he wasn't himself.
What happened to, not wasting your breath on the cocksucker?
Two-faced fuck. To sell out your friends and save your own ass, it's despicable. That's one ride I would have loved to have been along on.
Yeah, me too.
Enough of this shit. Put up the fucking decorations.
Well, we still gotta find somebody to play Santa.
The fuck out of here.
That's fitting, you know. After all, it was your father who started this whole tradition.
That's right. When Johnny Boy busted this place out and took it over, and old man Satriel put a bullet in his own head, there was a lot of sadness on the block.
Nothing a Christmas ham couldn't fix.
Come on, T. Huh?
Fucking stop, all right? Find somebody else to do it.
Anna, you still haven't got one.
You want to do it?
Me? What do I know about? I don't have kids.
You don't have to. Santa's never had kids.
Yeah, that's strange. That Mr. and Mrs. Claus didn't have kids of their own.
Probably why they got into it in the first place.
I used to think the elves were their kids.
They were in a sweatshop over there.
There was something on TV. The original elves were ugly, traveled with Santa to throw bad kids a beating, and he gave the good ones toys.
The fucking Grinch. Maybe that's where they got the idea.
That fucking Dr. Seuss ripped it off.
That Grinch, man, that's where the money is. Couple of hundred mil, put Jim Carrey in the motherfucker.
Tony.
Hey.
I got stuff for the party, toys.
for me and Junior. They're not wrapped, but this way they can see what they get.
Tell Junior thank you.
What?
Ho fucking ho.
You're right.
What are you talking about?
You want to play Santa Claus at the party this year?
Nah, I can't do that.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't know how.
Oh, what's the no? You ask them what they want for Christmas, you give them a nice toy, and that's the end of it.
Nah, not me. I can't.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
Why not?
I'm shy.
The boss of this family told you you're going to be Santa Claus. You're Santa Claus. So shut the fuck up about it.
They're around the block out there. Biggest one yet. Where's the friggin' beard?
I saw it in the box. It's gotta be there.
Even without padding, the suit's too small on this fatso.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Next in line, we got a lot of people to go. Come on. What do you want?
Merry Christmas.
Wait a minute. I gotta give you a present. Here. Come on. Single file over here. Come on. Next one in line.
It would kill him to say ho, ho, ho.
You were just here.
I was not.
Yeah, you were. You were on my lot 5 minutes ago.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. Now you're going on Santa's list and you're getting nothing.
Fuck you, Santa!
Gregorio, how dare you talk that way to Santa? He never talks that way at home.
Hey, my friend, you don't talk that way to Santa. Get back there. Tell Santa you're sorry.
Go on.
I'm sorry, Santa.
That's better.
I don't feel you are punished.
What the hell's wrong, Bobby? You got shit to your own.
I don't want
to
do this. Shyness is a curse.
Why don't you lighten up a little bit? It's Christmas.
Hey, come here, honey.
Don't be scared of Santa. Come on. There you go.
Next year, he goes to Santa school.
Fucking ho-hum.
Yeah, it's me. I don't miss Pussy's fake fucking good cheer. Tell you the truth.
Let him stay with the fish.
Mom, you're back.
Yeah.
Oh my. Hey everyone, guess what? Mom's back. I'm not kidding. She's back. Mom!
Hi!
The last person
you
were expecting. Mary! Oh.
What happened?
What happened?
What
happened?
What are you doing?
Oh, hi! Hey.
It's a long story.
Whatever the story is, please, please don't ever do that again.
Yeah. Mom. That's not okay.
Well, thank God. Let's drink. Mom? Eggnog?
Yes, I'd love some eggnog.
I would love some eggnog.
Yeah, coming up, yes. I think we all need some eggnog. Hi.
Hi, hi.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, hi. Hi.
Oh.
Hey, okay, everyone. This is Seth. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Seth.
Hi, Seth.
Wow, there are so many of you and so few of me.
Welcome to Walkerville. Have some eggnog. Yeah.
So amidst all this abundance of holly and ivy, I just wanted to remind my beloved family of our Jewish blood that flows through all of our veins. And I know Hanukkah has passed and we've lit all the candles, and I just wanted to share a little blessing that's offered in celebration of new beginnings. Baruch ata ad Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, shehechiyanu vekiyamanu vehigiyanu lazman hazeh. Which is to say, blessed art thou, King of the universe, who has given us life, who has sustained us, who has enabled us to reach this day.
Your flight. I decided not to go.
Why not?
Naomi called me and she told me that things didn't go so well with your dad. And she thought you might not want to be alone.
I'm fine, okay? I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Ivy, what happened? What is it?
He didn't really want to have me for Christmas. Okay, he just wanted to see me because he didn't want to pay for my college. But instead, he just didn't want to pay for me. He has his own kids, you know, his real kids he has to pay for.
Babe. Oh, sweetie, come here. Come on in.
You're right, Mom. He's not trustworthy. He's not.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry you got hurt. And Ivy, from the bottom of my heart, I'm so sorry for how I hurt you. I'm so sorry about Oscar, and I'm sorry that we don't have a white picket fence, you know, and I don't know how to make a turkey or do any of the mom things that moms are supposed to do.
It's okay. I don't care about a turkey. Not really. I really need you. I just need you to love me. That's all.
Well, that's something I can do. I can love you. I can love the hell out of you, Ivy.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear one, the old and the young. So happy Christmas for black and for white, for yellow and red ones. Let's stop all the
Dies waren
Luna Loop, Miss Goldie
und Umgard Lumpini mit
Previously,
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 dem Magazin zu US-amerikanischen Qualitäts-TV-Serien,
die wir sehen
und ihr nun bald auch.
Previously.
Weitere Informationen sowie die komplette Sendung zum Nachhören findet ihr auf unserem Blog previously.us.
Sorry.